RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Gary,
how you doing, man?
Great.
Me too. Just enjoying a lot. I think it's Earth, Wind, and Fire, right?
It is.
Yeah, good stuff.
There you go. JC playing the hits on his way
music,
out. I love it.
Music of my generation.
Nice. Earth, Wind, and Fire. You can spell with the AND, unlike William and
but
Mary.
But you don't have to.
You could use the sign too. You could use the ampersand symbol.
Exactly.
But like William and Mary, you can't use the word and. It's the ampersand is the only approved way to write out William
if
and
you
Mary.
Do, there's you know what to pay.
The griffin comes after you. Yeah, absolutely.
The green and gold police.
The green and gold police. Mike London, former cop, knocks on your door to tell you what's up.
Exactly.
Did you know he was a former cop? Fun fact about Mike London.
I've heard that once or twice.
I don't mention that often.
I've heard that once or twice. Once or twice.
Gary Hess joining us on a Friday. Go ahead, play the sound. I'm fired up. Let's do it.
It's time for some Friday fun with 910 The Fan Sports Director, Gary Hess.
Yes, sir.
It's been a while. Thanks for letting me click that button.
You're welcome. I would like to begin by publicly thanking Megan for giving me her chair.
Megan makes
Chivalry
a whole
is dead.
I mean, whole big scene about you taking Megan's chair. I can't help but notice that Megan has paid this forward and taken Hazel's chair.
Oh. Well, I figured it was okay because you were standing. I'm so sorry.
She cited the abandonment clause.
Now, I'm not going to let being the star of this show go to my head. I have a full chair behind me here. I'm not using it. I'm standing up. So if somebody needs a chair down the line, with chair good seats available.
But I'm the star of the show, so I reserve the right to use my chair.
You're in the AWOD chair, though.
Okay.
That's like if I'm in the AWOD chair and AWOD comes in, we got to rotate to get AWOD in the AWOD chair.
Okay.
That's the AWOD chair. I'm more of a. I like to stand, bring a little.
You know,
energy.
He's a little young to be setting his ways and curmudgeon like.
I think it helps the diaphragm for him. He's got to really project. You know, if people have a hard time hearing him, and so it helps him. You know, be heard.
You got to use that core if you're going to like.
That's
you know.
Right.
Got to do the core every.
Yep. From a vocal coach.
You know, Awan does like. Warms up his vocal cords.
He does, yeah.
Which I don't do. You do that when you perform, Megan?
Not really. I should, though. I really should. You're supposed to.
You see, I have talent to the level where I can just walk out and let it fly.
It's natural.
As God's gift to farmers that's like markets everywhere.
That's like the version of my friends in my golfing circle who, you know, will pull into the parking lot, walk right to the first tee and stripe one right down the middle.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what I do.
Nothing worse than that. Nothing worse than those people.
I hate those people.
Nothing worse than those people. By the way, now, Megan is in a spot where the microphone is positioned for somebody who's seated, but she's not seated, so she's having to like...
She's scooching.
she's like the catcher here in baseball.
By the way, be
because all to make good radio.
Because he's both a dear friend of ours, I can give him crap about this. Yeah. You know who's famously known for parking lot first tee stripe down the middle? Is our good pal Lane Casadon.
Oh, Lane. The laner.
No guarantees what happens after that, but that first tee ball, is you can just count on it.
It's that New York upbringing.
Yeah,
there.
It's exactly.
Yeah, you get like 3 weeks of golf up there a year, so you got to make all three of them count.
That's right. Up there where they have four seasons, winter, spring, fall, and the 4th of July.
Exactly. I promise we bring up basketball with you.
You think there's any going on?
I love basketball.
Oh, my gosh.
I love this time
March
of year.
Is great.
March is great. Tell me where you're at on UVA in the tournament here. They got Georgia Tech tomorrow, 8 o'clock. If they win that, are we good, or do they still have to put one in the bank in D.C. too?
Well, if they win one, you know, it just depends on who they're going to play. I think if they win tonight, they should be okay.
I think so. But boy, it's been a rough month for them.
But I will tell you this. With a win tonight, I'd still want to make sure I win that quarterfinal game.
Yeah.
Because if you lose to Duke or Carolina in the semis, I don't think there's no harm, no foul.
Agreed.
So I think, they better win. And so, you know, we know that they got the double bye, right?
Yeah. UVA has the double bye locked up. They have the 3 seed locked up, so they'll play the Duke UNC loser if they win in D.C., which is fine. Yeah.
Right. And so, yeah, I'd want to win that quarterfinal game, and there's a good chance in that quarterfinal game they'll be playing somebody who really needs a win.
Yes, that's a problem this time of year.
Yeah,
so. Scrappy team. Division 3, Hampton-Sydney, Randolph-Macon, CNU, all playing. All in the Sweet 16. These are your teams.
Yes, indeed. D3 Insider. That's one. Excited for Hampton-Sydney.
Stubb is our Longwood basketball insider.
Okay.
So we do have all the topics covered.
There we go.
Hazel is our Iditarod insider. We have more Iditarod coverage than any other sports talk show in Richmond. We hang our hat on that.
Well, you know, and it's, you know, so you got that going for you.
The most Iditarod coverage in Richmond.
That's right.
Do, 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 do.
That's classic. Yeah. You know, Hampton-Sydney is looking the part of the team that can keep the Natty in the Commonwealth for the third time in a row.
Let's go. I love hearing that.
You know what I'm saying? And so.
So that would.
For those that don't follow D3 basketball on a regular basis, 2022, Randolph-Macon won the national title.
Champs.
Last year, Christopher Newport won it.
Yeah.
And so we still have three teams alive, those two plus Hampton-Sydney. Hampton-Sydney's the one right now that looks the part.
Could we get all three in the Final Four, or are they going to play each other this weekend?
No. They're all in different places.
Let's go.
So Hampton-Sydney is up, is at home. Playing Rowan tonight, and so two wins there puts them in the Final Four.
Okay.
Christopher Newport is in Greensboro, where Guilford is hosting.
Okay.
And
can't stand them. Hope they lose.
You can't stand Guilford.
I decided that a few seconds ago.
Just now. I am a Guilford hater. Randolph-Macon is in Hartford, Connecticut, and will face Williams? No, Calvin.
Those jerks.
And Trinity of Connecticut is the host there.
Can't stand them.
And I think Williams College is the team CNU is playing.
Hope they lose too. Williams College. Look at us. We're Williams College. I've had it up to here with this Williams College people, Gary. I'm over them.
Isn't Williams the school that has the semi-famous football rivalry with Amherst?
Possible. Okay. I'm gonna need to learn something about this team that I
there
hope
I
loses
go,
tonight.
Just talking stream of consciousness.
If you don't stand for something, Gary, you'll fall for anything.
Did you write that one? That's good. I'm writing that down.
Right. That was the More You Know music right there from JC.
Yes.
Yeah, the old NBC PSAs.
That's right. The wisdom of MP on the mic.
I love it. What else excites you this weekend here? Because we got, take your pick on the board here.
Yeah, there's a lot on the board. The ones that start today don't excite me as much. Number one, I'm watching. Here's a couple things I'm looking for. I'm looking toward to the Sunbelt Quarters tomorrow to see if we can get that collision course with JMU and App State. Would love to see that championship.
I wouldn't mind App State ducking out of that collision course. As somebody who's seen the results from the last two meetings between the teams.
Well, you know, they say it's hard to beat a team three times in one year.
I've heard that. That's not a Gary Hess original. I've heard that one.
But I'd rather be the team that won the first two, thinking that the trend would continue.
But
the other thing, I'm interested to see what happens with Liz Kitley.
Yes, I'm less optimistic about that. But
I am too.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This is just me. If there's a chance she plays in the NCAA tournament, there's no way she's taking the floor in the ACC tournament.
Here's my thing. If there's not a chance she plays in the NCAA tournament, I'm doing the fake out all weekend, like having her walk out for warm-ups, then go to the bench, because the committee watches this stuff, right? Florida State learned this in football. Right, their quarterback gets hurt, they're not in the playoffs because the quarterback's hurt. If there's any chance Liz Kitley doesn't play, if I'm Kenny Brooks, every time I go up to that podium, man, she's looking good. She's really close. I think she's going to play. Give us a two seed. Give us some home games.
In the meantime, George Amore is going to jack up about 24 shots a game, which is...
And she's going to make half of them.
That's right. If not more.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a good team. They're not a Final Four team without Liz Kitley, but they can get out of the first weekend.
And while we're on the women's basketball topic, would love to see VCU Richmond at the Henrico Sports and Event Center for the A-10 championship.
A lot of people would love to see that.
Including the folks at the Henrico Sports and Event Center.
The cash registry get a little action if you get a VCU versus Richmond for a spot in the NCAA tournament Sunday afternoon in Henrico. That's not too shabby.
And then the last thing is what VCU does tonight. Can VCU circle the wagons and look like a different team than they did against Duquesne and find a way to beat Dayton and get that double bye?
John Marshall won yesterday, boys' title, by 57 points, matching last year's margin of victory, 57 points. This wasn't a vintage.
Which, by the way, was the only drama in the fourth quarter of that game.
This wasn't a vintage John Marshall team. You know, last year's was the better team.
Right.
Is anything going to get done about this?
It needs to get done. And what needs to happen is the Virginia High School League needs to allow them to play in D6. I think.
John Marshall is a tiny school, their enrollment is small. So they play against other tiny schools.
Right.
But John Marshall has the best basketball team in Virginia. So they get to beat up on some poor school from Southwest Virginia every year to win the state title.
But
the VHSL doesn't let them play against bigger schools.
Right.
It's not allowed.
Right. And so, to me, it just makes a lot of sense to be able to say, okay, in this one sport, we want to play in D6. What's the problem with that?
What's the problem with that?
You know, because
you're not playing down, you're playing up.
You know, the power teams from the 757 and other parts of the state, it would be a fair fight with John Marshall, for sure.
Yes.
And so, you know, I think that makes so much sense it'll never happen. That's the problem. But, you know, I don't know. And so
Sean Robertson, Zach Joachim, and I, Sean and Zach were having a spirited argument about the Manchester-Thomasdale girls game as well, which is Saturday. They were getting after it in the press room of VCU.
Thomasdale just one loss, and that was to Manchester in the regional final.
Yes, it was.
And it'll be interesting. Who was on what side?
It was also an argument over who is the player of the year, splitting between it's Lainey Granite, James River, who's great, versus it's Mia Wolfolk, because she handled her business against Lainey Grant.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And then it came down to, you know, are they going to beat Thomasdale? I don't know. If they don't win, is it fair to have a player of the year who doesn't win? But James River's probably not going to win either. They're going to be underdogs against Princess Anne, who just wins every year.
Here's what I know. In terms of All-Metro Player of the Year, Zach's opinion counts more than Sean's does.
Well put. Well put. It's his name on the article.
Exactly.
That's something.
You know, speaking of Player of the Year debates, Deron Holmes, Jordan King.
Yeah, I always want to back my guy, right? As a city, like, we want to back our guy. And he's been so good this year, and they're such a good story this year. Like, if we're talking straight up, like, put them both in a room and say who's the better basketball player, it's probably not Jordan King, but he's been so good and so clutch this year.
For the team that finished first.
Yeah, and that counts.
It's a tough call.
It's a very tough call.
Because Deron Holmes is really good.
He'll be playing for a long time.
Yes.
He'll be playing a lot of basketball for a long time.
Yes. But if he was a football player, they'd say he'd be playing on Sundays.
Or if he was a football player, they'd be saying now he'd be playing on Amazon Prime on Thursdays. Or whatever, right. Whenever they play football now. I don't know. I think the voters will probably value the hype more than the production. Like, I would just be a homer if I had a ballot. I don't have a ballot, so I can say that. Like,
right, me too.
Because I've seen it every night. You see it every game when they need a basket. He is right there providing them a basket.
You know, you look at the like ACC, I'm 97% positive R.J. Davis will be the player of the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
right. Yeah. And so,
that's
you know,
an easy one.
So a lot of them are easy, but that A-10 one's fascinating.
It really is, and it came out of nowhere, too. Didn't see that coming at the start.
I will
of the year.
Tell you what should be a no-brainer is Chris Mooney's got to be the coach of the year.
Oh, my goodness. Is anybody else even in that discussion?
It should be unanimous.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Because it's not, nobody can steal the tournament and that. Did they vote after the regular season?
Right.
So it doesn't matter what happens in Brooklyn. Like, Frank Martin could steal the tournament in Brooklyn next week with UMass. Like, that wouldn't stun me. He can get those guys playing. But no, there's no, zero argument to be
made. He's done a great job at UMass. They were in a pretty bad place when he got there.
Do you know what I really appreciate about today?
What?
Today's not that it's JC's last day, but because it's JC's last day, he should have told me to shut this down about 60 seconds ago, and he hasn't done it yet, which I love. like, dude's out. He's done. Like, it's not his problem. He doesn't have to answer to anybody.
it's not that I'm checked out. It's just that Hess's time is more important than any other segment on this show.
Keep this man here.
Oh, when I'm talking, we gotta go to break. We gotta go to break. Well, Gary Hess is here. We can make the breaks work. I'm not too worried about it.
You're exactly right.
All right, Megan needs her chair back. Get out of here, Gary. Gary Hess. We'll talk next Friday.
Enjoy the hoops this weekend.
I'll be in D.C. next week. Cowan Gates sending us up to cover the ACC tournament, but we'll have you on because it's a great week.
I'll be sitting here talking to whoever's on the other side of the glass.
Back with more after this. Yep. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Love it. 10:33, Michael Phillips, MP, on the mic. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Stubb has joined the party. This is, folks, the most produced radio show in America, which you would never know. You would never know that because you listen to AWOD's show and there's noise and there's sound and there's things, and you listen to the Junkies and, you know, they keep it fresh. Like, that. When Bennett Zier sold me on this show, it was like, well, I don't know how to do radio. You just talk. People like hearing from you. Like, you know, you got stories to tell. You've done things. Just tell the stories. And that's all we do. You would never know that today four people are producing this radio show that does not have a script, does not have a topics list. And generally, I mean, JC does his thing and does it well. But that's it. Stubb, somebody called. Do you use Spotify, Stubb?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spotify, Megan?
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody pointed something out yesterday that blew my mind, and it's so true. When you shuffle on Spotify, it always plays it in the same order.
I didn't know that.
If you pull up a playlist, Hazel's not in two. Yeah, this is why I have so many producers, so I can get a lot of yes people, you know, here.
So you're saying if
you pull up a playlist and you start it on shuffle,
the shuffle is predetermined.
Yes,
the order of the shuffle is predetermined. I don't like that.
It's not random.
That's not a true shuffle.
I did know that it does. It usually shuffles it to the songs that I listen to the most, but I didn't know it did it like in order like that.
You just thought it knew you well, but in reality. These are the songs you like now because these are the only songs you ever hear. Other songs might exist, but not to you. Yes.
Not me.
It's a $1 billion company. How have they not fixed this?
Well, you can unshuffle and reshuffle and it will change the order.
I shouldn't have to hack the shuffle button. I shouldn't have to hack the shuffle button.
Yeah. Spotify keeps a lot of data. Like that year in review. Like, when you think about it, they're watching you.
Yeah, the other thing, though, is, like, I don't know how they decide what I like and don't like, because they miss sometimes. Mm. So, like, sometimes you'll listen to a song once and be like, you want to hear that all the time. We hear you loud and clear. You definitely love that artist. Like, oh, I just listened to it one time. It just came to mind. Nope, you are a huge fan.
You're number one. They're number... coming to your town.
It's Megan Trainor for me.
You listened to All About That Bass once, and it's over.
Everywhere.
It's over from there.
They made you look.
I'm just denying.
See what I did there? That's a Meghan Trainor song.
Number one fan.
All right, I got excited yesterday when I saw who's coming to Lewis Ginter Garden to play, but I want to see if I'm too old, if this is like an old
Ben
thing.
Folds 5?
It, just no, not the 5, just Ben.
Oh, it's just Ben?
Just Ben.
That's
just
good
Ben,
enough.
Just Ben Folds.
As long as he plays Brick, I'm good.
Okay. I didn't know if that was like, if you guys were in on the Ben Folds
Millennial
situation.
And then, Mike, you're Gen X, right?
No, I'm a millennial.
You're a millennial as well?
I snuck in.
Got right in before the door closed.
Yeah, the lines, I think, like 82, 83, yeah. 81, 82, 83, somewhere in that range.
For X?
I'm 85. I'm on the right side of the line.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a millennial. Yeah. You know, I'm overbearing. I'm obnoxious. I'm all the things that the millennials need to be. So.
Opinionated.
I'm opinionated. I have a podcast. I check all the boxes.
Do you drink coffee?
No, I don't like coffee.
He actually doesn't like coffee.
I actually don't like coffee. I actually
disqualified.
I went. This is a true story. I'm working on a project that's not this show, and I went to 3 coffee shops yesterday to meet with 3 different people.
What did you drink? What did you order?
Tea. He's a tea drinker.
Every time. So,
I do know this.
The first meeting was at Black Hand Coffee on Patterson.
Okay.
Oh, great stuff.
That started my day and started my day early, so mm-hmm. I had a green tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
The second meeting was at, I think it's Paik's Coffee.
I've heard of that.
P-A-I-X.
Hey. I don't know. They're French. You should look at their website.
They're very French. It shares a space with a vintage clothing store. Which is a phenomenal concept, obviously. Coffee shop / vintage clothing store. Okay. If that's not the most Richmond thing that exists, I don't know what is.
Right. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I just had my green tea, so I'm buzzing a little. I'm feeling good. So I'm like, all right, we got to roll this back a little. Maybe have, you know, like a decaffeinated something.
Right.
I said, do you have tea? He said, nope, just espresso. But they had croissants.
Oh.
So I was good.
Yeah.
So I had the croissant. It was lovely.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So if you're ever at Paik's Coffee, I'm sure the coffee's lovely too. I don't know. I can't vouch for it.
I can't go in there because I don't know how to say the name. Every time I walk by, I'm like, ugh.
Let me just say this. Everybody in there was way too cool for me. Yeah. I didn't stand a chance in that. Like, I can, like, you like Blanchard's Lamplighter, like, yeah. I can hang. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not all the way uncool yet. Like, I can be, and everybody's like, who's the old guy in here? But, like, it's okay.
How do you feel in Roastology? Out of place or?
Never been to Roastology. Where's that?
That's the one on the corner of Cary and Mulberry.
Okay.
I'm taking notes.
Dang, good pull from me. I just knew. I'll call my cell phone that.
You didn't even need
good
maps.
Good job, Josh. Good job, JC. You get a ding. Try and keep me off of this hot keyboard today, because
we started off the rails, but we're certainly not any closer to being back on them. And that's the way I demand we have a Friday Fun show.
Ain't that just the way?
With all these producers.
I will say Lamplighter is my favorite in the city.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
The third place I went was the Starbucks by the Science Museum on Broad Street, which is kind of like
basic.
Sell out.
Yeah. I paused because the word I was going to use is sus.
You said the B word. You said the S word. These are some fighting words here.
Zach,
you
I'm
better
so
not
sorry.
Let the
other. I'm listening. I sincerely apologize.
There's no collection of regulars there to object.
No, it's Starbucks.
But no, some, like, there's the Starbucks and the Fan on Robinson. Yeah. Like, that Starbucks has a vibe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that one on... Uh-huh.
This Starbucks used to be an Arby's. No vibe.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, the Starbies. Yeah.
Starbies. That's not a bad idea.
Just call it Starbies.
Could have gone for roast beef and cheddar.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You can hire me for your marketing department, Starbucks. I'm just saying.
You're the only person standing up for Starbucks here, so I appreciate that. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was completely joking.
Okay.
My favorite coffee shop, I will give them a shout out, as I always do, Ben Wong. It's Ben Wong's Yay. Tea. They have tea. They
is
have
it like,
coffee.
Is this like the it's bubble so tea thing?
It is, but yeah, I just get plain tea, and they also have lattes and, like, you know, Americanos. They're wonderful, super nice.
Can you explain the bubble tea phenomenon to me? Because I missed it entirely.
So to be honest with you, I don't usually get boba, but it is good.
Is that what it's called? Boba?
I hear boba. I hear bubbles. I'm like, are they different? Are they same?
I think boba is the Korean word for it, right?
Okay, so it's basically the same thing.
They're little tapioca bubbles.
Yeah, they're good. I
are they made out of tapioca?
I'm pretty sure.
Do you eat them?
Hazel, help me out.
Yeah, you do. You like chew it.
She's and been doing live research.
Tapioca pearls.
Some of them pop. Some of them are actually like chewy. Usually, mm-hmm. I just get plain tea. But
okay. Can be flavored.
The bubbles can be flavored.
Brown sugar.
That is true. Yeah.
I've missed out on so much in
coffee
tea innovation.
Ones.
How about that? I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. They give you wider straws so that you can get
they
the bubbles
do.
In mm-hmm. there through there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Is it like the big fat straw? So
yeah,
can, I like a good big straw.
Yeah,
you know, the people cheat. I don't want to be like politicize this. I just want to say I don't like the paper straw.
Me neither.
That's all. That's all. I it's don't. Not a political
yeah.
stand.
It's soggy.
I'm not.
They
you
get
can't
soggy,
guess what.
Yeah.
I'm not blue team or red team. You can't guess what team I play for. I just don't like the paper straw. That's it. Just as a human.
Yeah.
There's better ways to do this.
Yeah.
There's got to be better ways to do
so
this.
I think so, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wait, did you just tell me to shut down this segment? Gary Hess isn't here, and all of a sudden, all of
wow.
a sudden,
wow.
all of a sudden,
wow.
oh, you're yeah. listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. 10:46 on a fun Friday. This is MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, where the Russell Wilson news just keeps coming. We open the show with the news that Russell Wilson is going to visit with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He met yesterday, the Washington Post is reporting, with the New York Giants, which is a fascinating situation because they got Daniel Jones and that terrible contract they can't get out of. But Russell Wilson for free would negate that somewhat. I don't like Russ's chances as much playing in New York. Like some guys can do the playing in New York thing. Eli Manning was born to play in New York. Like none of it got to him ever. He was kind of had that cool vibe. Not everybody's built to play in New York. I don't know because Russ complained a lot about the Seattle media, and I'm gonna call this what it is. They're pretty soft. I don't know that he's.
Ooh.
I don't know that he's a big city guy here.
Watch out! All sorts of stuff happening. MP's got a hot take. You called him soft.
No, he called the Seattle media.
Oh,
soft. Oh yeah,
he called him soft.
Yeah, he called the Seattle media. Well, no, oh, sorry, he is soft for thinking the Seattle media was hard on him. Yes.
There we go.
Yes, I called him soft.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay,
we got there. Yes, that was the take. I think he's very good at football, though. And I hope he finds success wherever he goes. Game day, VCU game day tonight, 7:00 tip at the University of Dayton. It is the final game of the regular season, and it is high stakes basketball. If VCU wins, they get the number 4 seed at the Atlantic 10 tournament next week in Brooklyn, which means they do not have to play on Wednesday. If they lose, they are the number 5 seed, which means they have to play on Wednesday at the Atlantic 10 tournament. Coverage starts 6:15 right here on the Fan. AWOD will have your pregame. He'll come back at halftime. But I would also encourage you, and look, I know you have a lot going on. That's a lot of time to block off, but you also need to block off from 12 to 3 today. That's AWOD Radio. He is chatting with David Shriver, Three Bird, who you remember from last year's VCU team, who is now playing professionally in Germany. And he was the best. He is one of my all-time favorites, so I will be tuned in for that interview, and you should be tuned in for that interview as well. We've wasted 49 minutes of radio not giving the Iditarod updates, so obviously we need to fix that pronto.
All right.
Probably the worst mistake we've ever made on air. neglecting
so,
that.
So, Megan, you're stepping back in after a few days away from the program here, and I know you listen to it on the Odyssey app with the rewind button. It's free every
all the
day.
Time.
the Iditarod, do you know what the Iditarod is?
We talked about this. I'm going to go with no.
Okay.
Safe bet.
The it's sled dogs, so it's a guy with a, or, you know, I'm sure there are female mushers as well. I don't know.
Mm. Sure.
With the team of sled dogs, they race for 8 days across Alaska.
Okay.
So it's a big sled dog race. But on day one of the guys ran into a moose.
My gosh.
And punched it in the face.
My gosh.
And then just kept going.
Shouldn't have been right
these
there.
These are the kind of people who participate in the Iditarod, right?
Who looks at a moose and says, I'm going to punch that thing in the face?
This guy does.
An Alaskan.
Who's not stopping.
The second guy ran into the moose and shot the moose. Oh, yeah. Mm. But he then, so the Iditarod official rule, they have official rules about if you kill a moose while you're out there, because it's Alaska, these things happen. You have to turn the moose into food and prepare it. But he didn't do it right. And he just kept going. So the third guy came upon the moose, dressed it, served it to the town for lunch, and then continued his Iditarod. He's the good guy. He's the good guy here.
He should get bonus
Second
points.
Guy is the bad guy.
Yeah.
He was penalized 2 hours. So he had to just, I guess, stand there for 2 hours as his penalty, not dressing a moose. I just don't know how you show your face again after not properly dressing the moose. It's very disappointing. But ever since that happened, we've committed to being Richmond's number one source for Iditarod news and information.
I love that.
We've got a lot of competition here. I'm just saying, there are other people out
here. Take that, John Reed.
Yeah.
Take that, Cat Simons.
We love you, Cat.
Which brings us to today's...
We do love Cat.
Iditarod update.
Okay, so today we've got Nicolas Petit in the lead. He's from France, and he's headed to the Ruby checkpoint. We're at 3 of 7 days.
French dog, sled dog racer.
Oui, oui.
They're from all over. You would not believe this, but
I don't believe that. No. If you had told me, Finland or Sweden, sure.
Right, that would make
sense. Where there is snow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of, our moose guy, Dalasivi.
Good guy or bad guy?
Well, he's the bad guy for not getting the moose.
Yeah.
But he both shot his dogs from the moose.
He both shot the moose and didn't.
Mm. He didn't properly gut it, correct.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Anyway.
But they're about halfway through.
Okay.
And he's currently in 10th.
Yeah.
But he is from Virginia. A place that does not have enough snow to dog sled.
Where in Virginia is he from?
Oh, you don't need me to do some
research. It doesn't matter. We rep the whole state here.
It does, because we have four separate seasons at once, depending on where in Virginia
are. We got to ride with the Virginian. We got to get him on after this to talk about this, because I think this is a learning opportunity.
Fredericksburg.
He's from Fredericksburg?
Yes. He is the youngest winner of the Iditarod.
Are you so entertained by that?
See, I told you it would be fun to learn that he's from somewhere.
He's racing down the street.
You could have given me 1,000 guesses. I probably would have started along the Appalachian Trail.
Right. Amherst,
and then
moved
maybe to the Eastern Shore, he tamed the ponies at Chincoteague or something like that.
Sure.
Then maybe moved to D.C., has a rich family, and so decided this would be a fun thing to do. Didn't know that he might have to dress a moose along the way.
We used to go
then
on
I
holiday.
Might have moved to south of here, your South Boston kind of situation, gritty upbringing, real story of triumph at the Iditarod. Some great grandparents who were mushy. Reclaiming the legacy. It would have taken me a long time to get to Fredericksburg.
That's wild.
Now, he is a third generation musher.
Let's go!
Look at that!
You're almost right there.
Redemption story. He knows what he did wrong.
He does.
And it's comeback time for Dallas CV of Fredericksburg.
Yeah. He's only got 9 people to take.
Fredericksburg, let's ride.
Now, my thing is, what's with the moose getting ran into and punched and then staying in the same spot?
Very true. Very true.
That moose not feeling well.
No, no doubt. All right, good Iditarod update, unless there's more to the Iditarod update.
No, I will say that many women race the Iditarod.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The first woman to win was Libby Riddles in 1985.
Oh.
They've been doing this since 1925.
That's a lot of time to be. You'd think they'd have gotten there by now, but here we are.
Still racing. Next year is 100 years of this.
You guys mentioned a sled racing movie that I'd never heard of.
I actually know of 3 now that I've been thinking about it. Iron Will, do you remember this movie?
No.
Iron Will was another dog sledding movie. If I'm wrong, George Templeton, let me know.
Yeah. But what's the one you guys were both like, I can't believe you don't know that?
Balto.
Yeah.
Disney's Balto.
B-A-L-T-O?
B-A-L-T-O.
With the MP.
1995 film. Universal Pictures, but that's all right. His story became a legend.
Oh,
his adventure
Universal.
Is one you'll never forget. And that's like the Pelican from, what's the Disney movie that he's in? That looks like a guy from a Disney movie.
Oh, he looks like the one from, Little Mermaid, right?
Yeah, Little Mermaid. Yeah, there we go. There's the pull. I pulled the Cuba Gooding Jr. movie that I don't remember what it's named.
Did you look it up?
Snow Dogs.
Snow Dogs.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
I remember seeing that in the theater and thinking, this is a terrible movie.
Would you like me to read the description?
I would love for you to read the description.
When a Miami dentist inherits a team of sled dogs, he's got to learn the trade or lose his pack to a crusty mountain man.
No, not the crusty mountain man.
They're coming for
you. Oh, no, the crusty mountain man. Balto was a financial disappointment due to being overshadowed by the success of Pixar's Toy Story, but subsequently had success on home video.
Okay.
That's where I remember watching it, with the VHS with the very thick plastic case that you wanted to chew on.
Sure.
Maybe you didn't want to chew on, but I wanted to chew on it.
Yeah. Oh.
Never, as a child, come on. Yeah.
Never occurred to me, but we mostly rented from like Blockbuster, so they come with the thing. There was a time when all you needed to get somebody to watch a movie was a good cover, because you're just walking around Blockbuster. Like, if the cover speaks to you, it's still how I pick my wines.
How I pick my K-dramas.
You're like, this is attractive. I'll probably enjoy this.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it is set at the Iditarod. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Balto, well, I've learned AWOD taught me yesterday.
Kevin Bacon was Balto.
Kevin Bacon
you
was
have
the
buried
voice
the
of
lead. Balto. You have buried the lead.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Bridget Fonda was Balto's love interest.
That was
Balto is
Fonda.
The dog.
Phil That's Collins crazy. Played a polar bear.
Wait.
Oh, my God. That was Phil Collins. Phil Collins was the little polar bear who was actually older than the large polar bear. Trust me, I've rewatched this movie plenty of times. Yeah. But now my mind is being blown because I've never looked into the voice cast of not Disney's Balto, but Universal Pictures Balto.
That's Balto, part of the MP on the Mic Movie Club. We got
a
slide.
A love interest.
We got a slide. That was maybe the best Iditarod update yet. Come back Monday for another. We'll have a whole weekend of Iditarod to catch up on Monday. As they are they racing towards Nome or from Nome?
Towards Nome.
Towards Nome. The race towards Nome continues. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Hour number two, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM as hour number two starts. We remind you that you can listen to us worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's in the Apple Store. It's in the Google Store. If everybody could just take a minute, please go download it, then I can quit saying that every day. But we will have to verify that every single one of you has downloaded the app. These are the rules. I don't make them. We just play by them. Fun first hour. If you missed it, grab the Odyssey app. It's got the rewind button. As we continue to wait, is tonight the night? Could the Washington Wizards win a basketball game for the first time since January 29th?
I'm going to say no. And I don't know sports.
It feels like, if we're making predictions, it feels like, given the information available.
I mean, I laughed at them the other day, and I don't know sports.
A lot of people laughing at them these days. They are at home tonight, 7 p.m., against the Charlotte Hornets, who are also not good at playing basketball.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations.
You scored the most points. Congratulations. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. That's the Charlotte Hornets against the Washington Wizards tonight in D.C. Wizards have played 62 games this year and have won 9 of them. But Charlotte's only won 15 times, so this is truly, this is the game to watch if you're a Washington Wizards fan. They've got Detroit at the end of the month, too, who's also bad. I got that one circled. I got that one. If tonight slips by, I got that one circled. Ideally, they'll take a little while, so like after the VCU game, I can catch like the last 3 minutes of that. That's about the amount of Wizards Hornets that I would like to watch tonight. About 3 minutes after the VCU game's over. The problem is, if they win, we're not back on until Monday. We probably have to fire up like a special edition tomorrow, you know, go on the air just to celebrate the Washington Wizards breaking the streak.
Who knows?
AWOD's got his DC show tomorrow, so he'll I'm sure he'll devote sufficient time to the Washington Wizards up there on the Fan in DC. 106.7. I was on the Fan earlier this morning with the Junkies on the 9 o'clock hour.
Yes, you
talking
were.
About the Virginia Arena. They threw in some Commanders too, which was nice of them because they know that's what I do. That's the wheelhouse. But it's the arena's the story right now. The visual yesterday was insane. So Luis Lucas is the senator who has blocked Glenn Youngkin's arena from happening. So Glenn Youngkin gave a press conference yesterday in front of the Capitol, essentially to complain about the situation. Like, that's an oversight. If you want politics news, 1140 is your station. You get gross oversimplifications here. But he basically, like, what's up with you people, was essentially the gist of the press conference. During the entire press conference, she went and stood like 10 feet behind him so that she would be in the frame on TV the whole time, just like taking her little victory lap. It was. I mean, she's getting her money's worth out of this for sure. Yeah, she's flexing on Glenn Youngkin at his press conference to complain about losing. Like, that is running up the score right there.
Yeah.
It's
also a bold.
The bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Yeah, I don't know.
have you hit on how many buttons do we have left today? Are you batting for the cycle here? It's
Jason. Oh my God, I got about 25 here.
Okay,
let's see if we can get through every single one.
JC's last show is our lead producer. Hazel takes over on Monday. If things go right, we'll continue to have the show. I believe in Hazel personally.
Let's go.
You got this.
But.
You didn't know I had that one.
The soundboard is the most tempting thing when you're the producer, because you just want to hit all the buttons, and you got to tell the producer, don't just hit the buttons unless it adds value to the show.
Fine.
But it's JC's last day, so anything goes. George Templeton weighs in. Was waiting for you to bring up a mostly forgotten animated classic like Balto.
Hey.
Of course, George has seen Balto.
Big shout out to Page Master too.
Big shout out. George was unhappy with Gary and I's take earlier about the A-10 Coach of the Year being Chris Mooney in a landslide. Drew Valentine at Loyola Chicago, they were 15th in the conference last year, are second this year.
Most improved, maybe.
We tip our hat. He didn't have a heart attack late last year and come back and win the thing this year. Like, that's not that the heart attack should be a tiebreaker, but it kind of is. Like,
yeah.
The guy had to leave the team for a whole month last year, pops back this year, takes care of business. We tip our hat to that. It's Chris Mooney.
Nothing
against Loyola. And they got Sister Jean, so I'm certainly not getting on Loyola's bad side.
You better not.
I don't need to be on Sister Jean's bad side.
She will smite you.
I will rag on Fredericksburg. I will rag on Maryland. You will never catch me saying a bad word about Sister Jean.
Gotta draw a line.
American treasure. Yeah. Right there.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
I want to shake her hand.
Since we're making fun of teams and things, hit clip number four for me. It's Dalton Schultz. He played for the Dallas Cowboys as a tight end. Now he plays for the Houston Texans. And he was asked, what's the difference between playing for the Houston Texans and playing for the Dallas Cowboys?
Going back and like telling some people like how kind of being around the Cowboys, like practice facility and, you know, game day, describing some of the interactions and stuff that you see on a day-to-day basis, like, surprise a lot of people. They're like, holy crap, like, that actually happens, like, at a practice facility, and you think it's normal, and then you come to a place like this.
Like what? You don't have to out anything, but, like, what are you...
No, dude, it's just, like, there's people literally going on tours while you're lifting in the weight room. They've got a one-way mirror for people to, like, look at. Like, it's literally, it's a zoo, dude. Like, there's people tapping on the glass, like, trying to get people's attention as they're doing, you know, power cleans or whatnot. And it's different. And I mean, that's the brand that they've built. That's what Jerry Jones likes. That's the way that they run things. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, you don't realize, like, how many, you know, eyeballs and how much that can maybe, you know, distract from, you know, stuff just in the locker room, being in the facility, until you go somewhere else and you're like, holy crap, like, dude, there's none of that.
That's the Dallas Cowboys, right? The news yesterday, Don Van Natta, he's ESPN's, you know, NFL investigative report. He's going to do a book about Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones has a Netflix documentary coming. The Cowboys are on Hard Knocks all the time. That's how the Cowboys run their business. But I think it's fair to ask, right? Is that the way to win a Super Bowl? It's the way to sell a lot of tickets. It's the way to become America's team. But not everybody's cut out for that. The Chiefs, though, Chiefs just live. They thrive in that controversy. You know, you need the right players there. Cowboys aren't for everybody. It takes a certain kind of player to thrive in that atmosphere with all the chaos that surrounds that team basically at all times. Let's play clip number five here as well. This is Andy Reid as we slide around the NFL. If the Commanders open the bank for one player next week, because free agency starts next week. I've been very critical of who's available. I get that the Commanders have lots of money. They're walking into the store. The pennies are jangling in their pocket. They're ready to buy themselves something nice. I just don't think they're at the right store. I don't think that the inventory is all that good. If there's one guy I like, aside from the running backs, it's Chris Jones, the pass rusher in Kansas City, who has not agreed to terms there yet. I think he's worth breaking the bank for, because it frees you up in the second round to draft offensive linemen, stockpile at that position, not have to get a pass rusher. Here's Andy Reid on getting Chris Jones back in Kansas City, which they're the only team that can do that until early next week.
Yeah, well, probably not a whole lot. I mean, we would love to have him back. Brett Veach and his gang are working through that. Chris Shea works with our cap, and so and does a contract. So they're all working through this thing, but we've had great communication. So we'll just see. We'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah, it's they're the only team that can sign him until Monday, when the legal tampering period opens and anybody can negotiate. I think Chris Jones would be insane to sign before then, because I think he's going to get some great offers out there. It would not bother me at all if Washington backed up the Brinks truck in front of his house and let all the money go flying out, because that's a position of need and a rare occasion where a good player makes his way to free agency. Now, does he want to be in D.C.? Would he enjoy being on a team like the Commanders after going to Super Bowls every year? I don't know. What I know is the Commanders have more money than the Chiefs.
So I was going to say,
if they want to play ball, if he'd like to maximize his earnings, that's the place to do it.
Fa la 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 ka-ching.
Oh.
It's all about the money.
That is a new one. That is a new one. Okay.
I actually downloaded that one at Christmas. I didn't get to use it, though. I was like, Christmas-themed sounders, and it has to do with money. So
I can't think of any better way to send a producer off during his last show than to let him play random sound clips, because that's all you want to do back there all day. So it's really... it's the perfect send-off.
I'm running rampant back here, honestly.
Yeah!
Forgot I had that one.
That Lil Jon?
That is Lil Jon.
Yeah.
I got two Lil Jon.
Did you see Lil
Jon
was in the news yesterday? Did you see that?
No.
He's releasing a guided meditation album. Yeah.
I just need y'all to breathe with me. I don't know. Like, what would it be like? Was he yelling at us, or is he? Because apparently his speaking voice is very—he's very astute, and he's.
I think he's finally here to answer the question. Turned down for what?
Turned down for inner peace.
For inner peace is the answer. Mm. Guided meditation with Lil Jon.
Yeah.
It is JC's last show. It is a fun Friday. It's also a big day today and tomorrow in the world of college basketball. We'll get you set for that. On the other side of this, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Two segments left, then we wrap up the week. Say our tearful farewells to JC, who has served us so well since...
No tears, please.
No tears, please. We will give a formal and stiff goodbye to our producer, JC, on the board.
There you go. Very serious.
It will be a very serious and professional goodbye. We will get Odyssey HR up here to supervise it to ensure that nobody emotes at any point during the goodbye. Don't even think about it. I see you thinking about getting emotional. Don't even think about it, Megan.
I need to see stoic faces all around
Clifford
the room.
In here to help out.
If Clifford starts emoting, we're all going to lose it.
Why did I say Jay-Z?
Jay-Z. What did you say? You said Jay-Z. You know, fun fact, Jay-Z and I share a last name. He is Sean Carter. I am Josh Carter. Fun fact.
All right.
I share a birthday with Eddie Murphy. So many fun facts coming out
today.
And
a birthday with Eddie Murphy. All right. Hey. There we go.
And I love salt and pepper, as you can tell.
Do you guys know your celebrity birthdays? I don't.
Oh, I don't either.
Mine is not an actual person. It's Harry Potter.
Harry Potter
no
has a birthday?
And
oh, yeah,
yours.
Yeah. He's always not getting his birthday celebrated.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're a wizard, Harry.
My mom and I have the same birthday, and Harry Potter also has the same birthday.
Oh.
Whoa.
And then I met someone else who had the same birthday, and it's just like everyone's on July 31st.
That's the party.
Is that his birthday? Is July 31st?
Yep.
That makes sense. Well, because it's the end of summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're like, what is...
I thought it was going to be one of those weird horoscope style things.
Yeah.
He's such a Libra.
That makes sense, yeah. I don't even know what the horoscope
for... His Scorpio energy is just so
hard
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Venus is in, you know, alignment with Jupiter, and, you know, it's Harry Potter time.
Mercury's in Gatorade and all that stuff.
AWOD Radio is 10 to 12 to 3. It's 12 to 3. We're 10 to noon. AWOD Radio is 12 to 3 every day. He's doing the burger bracket. You won't be here to the finish of the burger bracket.
I can call in for it.
You can always call in. The lines are always open. 833-804-0910. We'll pick up the phone. Who is your early favorite here on the burger bracket for best burger in Richmond?
There are a lot of factors, but if I'm gonna
see, I knew my guy'd break it down here.
If I'm gonna quick answer, it's Cobra.
Cobra Burger.
Just
okay.
Daggone solid burger every single time.
And I think we'd have to run it by. I think we're just judging the burger, not the everything else, right?
Because not the establishment itself
or the fries.
The fries,
or, you
exactly.
know, right? I think that's part of it. Because some places like Bovine. Total package is good there.
Yeah.
Is the burger a top three burger? I don't know, but I want to be there.
Right.
Eating. Yeah, but I think it's the everything else too.
I'm going to do a top three though. I think that's what we're going for, right?
Sure. It's dude. You name as many places as you want.
Cobra, Jack Brown's.
Jack Brown's. So can I tell you my Jack Brown's problem?
Please.
It's Jack Brown's, delightful, delicious, very good. All those things, good ambiance. The burger is like a little too small, and
it is kind of small.
But it's not so. It's not White Castle style where it's like, oh, I'll have six of them, please.
Right. It's not a slider.
No, like I don't want two of them. I want one and a half burgers every time I go there. That's the Jack Brown's problem.
Right. Yeah. Whereas Cobra, you definitely you're stuffed by the end of that burger.
One's enough. One's enough to make it happen. Jack Brown's and Cobra, great choices so far. Obviously, here in the 910 the Fan Burger bracket.
Yeah,
yeah.
And now I'm torn because
you restricted yourself to three, not me. So yeah. just to be clear, you're in agony over this decision.
I might have to throw
my
it.
Own actions. Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
The sowing was more fun than the reaping.
Almost always is.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to throw it to my old haunt / one of the kitchens that I've spent the most time in, Galley.
Galley.
Over on Forest Hill.
I think of pizza when I think of Galley, but they do a burger.
There's delicious pizza on the market side there, but those burgers, they're hefty.
Yeah.
The ingredients are well thought out, and not thought out as in unfrozen, but thought out.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Ooh. I do. Well, you did have to point it out to me, but now I do.
Fresh, never frozen.
Now I do. You've worked in the kitchen. What, like, from your perspective, what makes the good burger? Is it the thickness? Is it the crispies when you smash it down? What's the ideal?
So, and here's a hot take. A lot of people do like to press their burgers. This does make it go by faster. This does ensure even cooking, but it's less juice. You're squeezing the juice out of the burger when you press it.
Mm.
Now, a smash burger is meant to be that way, but a thick burger, let her cook.
How about that?
We barely ever press them over there.
Okay.
Only if it's, you know, 7 p.m. on a Friday and the place is full.
Got to keep it moving.
Got to keep it moving.
Got to keep it moving. You get what you come for on, if you're there at crunch time.
That's right.
JC's going to be whipping it out. You just keep, whipping the burgers out.
Yeah.
Keep it going. Yeah.
You caught yourself there.
I did. I definitely did. Definitely did. Yeah, there's so many different kinds too. It's a little hard to do a burger bracket just because there's so many different
right.
kinds of burger.
And that's a tough one. Like, do you enjoy your breakfast burgers? Me personally, I do not like egg on my burger.
Oh, I'll do a fried egg on my burger anytime.
That's usually the take. Is
yeah,
fried egg, lay it on me.
Lay it on me.
Throws the texture off for me. I don't know why.
I think that as a Southsider, people sleep on how long Galley's been there. It's nearing institutional status, I think.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not O'Toole's. It hasn't been there like since the dawn of time, but it's been there a while. It's a long timer in the scene, for sure.
It is the brainchild of Manny Mendez of Cuba Cuba, mm-hmm. and Johnny Javos of Pearly's and Stella's at so many other places, as well as Cristallaro of Bacchus. I'm teaching you things today, folks.
His gift to you on the way out.
My gift to you.
Remember the Stanley mugs that everybody went wild over? Move over Stanley cups. The Trader Joe's mini canvas bag.
Let's go.
Is this season's must-have accessory.
I've got like five.
You're in.
No.
Yeah.
Do you have regular size or the minis?
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. They have miniaturized the canvas bag. Mm. They can't keep them in stock. $2.99. They're $3. They hold like about a box of cereal. They're small.
Holds a box of Joe O's.
People are using them as handbags, apparently.
You can put your Stanley in there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because you got to hide it because they got whatever the allegation was. They got lead in them.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
Oh wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah. Stanley cups are out. Only Stanley Cup we're talking about is the one the Carolina Hurricanes are going to lift in a few months.
That's my favorite hockey team. Yeah. Well, I didn't know they existed.
It's the name of hockey team challenge with JC.
Oh my God. I could get maybe like three or four.
The Mighty Ducks.
Quack, quack, quack. Yes, sir. Fly away home with the Mighty Ducks. Mm-hmm. Boston Bruins.
Since we're there, Caps won 6-0 last night over the Pittsburgh Penguins. I don't care that they're out of the playoff chase. That's perfect. Alex Ovechkin scored, and everything is right with the world. Tom Wilson scored like 10 seconds in.
Hey.
Just the most delightful night of hockey imaginable.
As long as Ovi got some points on the board, that's all we really care about here in Richmond.
I also care that Tom Wilson scored against the Penguins. That makes me happy, too. So it's 6-0.
Boo pins. No, I'm just kidding. But am I?
Well,
I'm not a Pens fan, I'll tell you that much.
There you go. Boom.
You know what? You can take that opinion, put it in your mini Trader Joe's bag, and walk out of here.
They can't keep these in stock, the mini canvas bags at Trader Joe's.
That's wild.
You just never know where the next thing's going to happen.
Where the next trend's going to pop up, exactly.
Does somebody deliberately, this doesn't happen organically. Somebody's behind this. Does the person who's behind Big Joe.
Big Joe of
Big
Trader
Joe.
Joe's.
The trader, yeah.
Big Joe.
Joe the Trader.
Isn't Fat Joe a rapper? Isn't that a rapper?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Yeah, Fat
Joe's
come on, guys. Fat Joe, yes. Oh, Fat Joe is a rapper.
I don't know. I can't get mad at them for not knowing who Fat Joe is. He was like a bit player in some some early 2000s.
He hasn't been around in the forefront for a while. He's been making background moves kind of hard to miss though. Kind of like Dr. Dre.
Hard to miss. Is Fat Joe an op for copping Trump sneakers? I don't know who you guys...
Fat Joe will be performing on Mother's Day weekend in New York City at Mary J. Blige's Strength of a Woman Festival.
Was not on my bingo card.
Fat Joe, just to clarify, definitely a dude.
Big guy.
How'd he get that gig?
He must love his mother.
I just love Mary J. Blige.
You're friends with Mary J.
Well, we got to have Alicia Keys, and we got to have Missy Elliott, and it all play. I just feel Jadakiss will be here,
Jadakiss is going to be
there? Jadakiss is going to be there.
Interesting.
And Fat Joe.
It's not a party till Fat Joe's there.
Nope.
Jill Scott will be there. So the Strength of... Oh, my goodness. 50 Cent also playing the Strength of a Woman Festival.
All right.
Okay.
Curtis actually loves his mother, and this is well documented.
Sure. So. There you go. I'm there. Rapper Fat Joe criticized for getting a pair of Donald Trump branded sneakers.
He's an op.
It's your time.
Oh.
We've teed it up for you. We've run all the way around.
You know, Fat Joe? That's a pretty mean name to call him. Don't call him fat. He's just big boned. He got my sneakers because he knows they're the best sneakers. You can be angry about it all you want, but they're the best sneakers on the market.
We couldn't get to the finish line without it. So applause to JC. One segment left on this Friday. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly.
Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.